Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, and welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'll be joined by Don Douglas, and he is the owner-operator of Revved Up Apparel. And this is a custom apparel store that's geared towards the pool pro. Pool Service Pro, open a Leslie's wholesale account today and receive wholesale pricing on products you use every day. Leslie's Pool Supply offers convenient locations that are open 7 days a week. Another great benefit of opening a Leslie's wholesale account is Leslie's referral program. Get referred to a customer looking for weekly pool service. Save time and money and grow your pool service route and become a Leslie's Pro. So I'm joined today by Don Douglas of Revved Up Pool Service, and he also has an apparel brand that we're going to talk about a little bit later in the podcast. How are you doing today, Don?
I'm doing great, David. Thank you for the opportunity to speak.
Tell the listeners a little bit about yourself and your pool service and why you entered the pool service industry.
Okay, so my journey started probably about 3 years ago. I was in the corporate world. I was a chief operating officer for a public company, and my contract was coming to an end. So I picked up a sales role, the president of sales for a company there in Orlando. And I was making the drive back and forth from Orlando to Tampa. Tampa's where I live. And so COVID had come upon us, and I was having to make the drive back and forth to Orlando, which is about an hour and a half, 2 hour drive, depending on the day. So my boss was making me come in as he let everybody stay home. So I thought, what else is out there? So I used to be in the pool business back in the day. I was an investor on the admin side. We processed payroll. We had a company where we would manage the homeowner association's pool. We manage the concession stand, the lifeguards, the cleaning, the maintenance, so forth. And so I remember that being a great business to be in. And I saw with COVID coming on, all the pools being built, be a great opportunity to jump back into the pool business. I did my due diligence for about 6 months, driving back and forth every day, listening to podcasts and like yourself, and just gathering my information. And then when it was time, about August of 2021, we broke out and started the pool business.
Yeah. So how many pools do you service now?
I currently service 80 pools. I service them all between Monday and Thursday, so about 20 a day.
How do you like the pool industry overall that you jumped into it?
I absolutely love it. My wife doesn't understand it. My family doesn't understand it. I went from a corporate public job to scrubbing tubs, but I absolutely love it. I love the water chemistry. I love the interaction with the customers, creating the relationships, but overall, I just love the business.
And you mentioned you work Monday through Thursday. Is that a little bit different than your corporate job?
Yeah, the corporate job was always Monday through Friday. So I do the route Monday through Thursday and then leave Friday for any type of extra jobs like filter cleans, split and cleans, things like that, or if I need to get out of town early for a show.
And you're in a pretty competitive area. So how did you build your route up? If you don't mind sharing that with the listeners, you went pretty much from 0 to 80. Is that kind of how you did it?
So I purchased my first route over in Zephyr Hills, and I learned a lot. There were a lot of older pools, a lot of issues with the pools. So for the first year and a half, I mean, basically it was a school of hard knocks. But the price point was not where I wanted to be, so I was able to packaged that route. I sold it to a friend of mine that's in the business as well. He's actually taken that route and grown it to 300 plus pools now. But then I came over and started building my route over closer to where I live, which is in Lando Lakes. And so we've got the route back up to about 80 pools, and we're maintaining that as we speak.
So how do you sell yourself to the customers? And that kind of leads us into the apparel business eventually. I'll get to that. But what's one way you sell yourself to the customers when you're doing a bid?
So when I come in, I use a photometer to test. I believe that the assessment is 50% show and 50% goes. As long as you can speak the language, understand LSI, use the photometer to show them exactly what their water balance is now. They just speak intelligently. I try to educate the customer as much as I can, whether they go with me or not. And at the end, they typically tend to go with me.
Yeah, I don't know if your service area is like mine, but most of the pool pros here drive blank trucks. They just wear a t-shirt. You know, they may be wearing like a Superior t-shirt from their supplier, or maybe a Hayward t-shirt from Hayward. They give them a Pentair. And I would say that my market in Los Angeles is we're professionals, but we don't look and act the part a lot because the blank trucks, the not wearing uniforms. So let's transition a little bit and talk about looking professional out there. Your particular apparel brand is pretty unique. You want to tell listeners about the idea behind it?
So when I got in the pool business, I went out and obviously I wanted to look professional. So I went out and purchased all the PFG, like the Columbia type shirts, the fishing type shirts, had them embroidered. Couldn't wait to get out there, look sharp. And my first day I came back and my wife did the laundry and she said, "Babe, you basically ruined every shirt that you had made." I had acid holes and bleach stains. And so I started researching. My sister and I, we grew up in the apparel business, screen printing t-shirts and things. So I reached out to her and we started researching materials and we found that synthetic materials work best. So polyester, nylons, things of that nature. And so we started purchasing shirts and, you know, heat pressing them. And then we started looking into the design aspect of it and where we could take them, take your truck wrap, add it to the design, or take a unique design and create a scatter pattern. So if you do get any type of chemical on the shirt, that it does, it fades in and doesn't show as much. But that's basically how we got into it. Me purchasing shirts, ruining them, and then trying to find a better mousetrap.
And so what's the difference between your particular, you mentioned the material. There's other differences also with the jersey uniforms over, say, ordering a bunch of shirts from someone else that's cotton and, you know, a mix of polyester. What's the main differences and why would a pool pro want to order shirts from your company?
Well, the big main difference is that polyesters, you know, polyester, what they do is we use a gas to create the colors. So instead of using an ink that you spread across the shirt or a transfer vinyl that you heat press onto it, we actually burn the color into the material through a gas. It's called dye sublimation. Our process is nothing unique or special to us. A lot of people do it. Where we come in is that we actually work with the end user to create a custom design for their brand. So instead of that typical t-shirt that's got acid holes in it and bleach marks, we try to work with them to create a nice design that's going to basically promote their business, a walking billboard, if you will. The material is, it is resistant to the chemicals. It's not, you know, completely retardant from it, so you can stain them. So you must be careful. They're a lot more forgiving, if you will, when it comes to the chemicals. But why would you purchase my product? One, for branding purposes. Two, trying to separate yourself from the rest of the guys out there. Three, SPF protection. The shirts do provide the SPF protection. And then again, the next level branding, because we can decorate the entire shirt. Whereas a typical t-shirt, we can only decorate either the chest, the back, or the sleeves. Here in this process, because we actually print the shirt first, then we cut the material, and then we sew it. So we do the process actually backwards, where you typically buy a t-shirt, they sew it, and then they print onto it. So we do the process backwards.
Pool pros are pretty busy, and we don't have a lot of time to be designing our shirts and our apparel. And even sometimes the logo, you know, we outsource everything because we just don't have the time or resources. So, how, let's say I'm a pool pro and I go to your site and I want to order shirts. Is the process pretty easy to get started?
Very simple. All you simply do is go to our website, www.revveduparel.com. Go to our contact page. It's on the very first page. Go down below. Just send us a contact that you're looking to speak with someone in reference to your apparel. We'll reach out to you. We'll set up an appointment, send out some times you pick, and then we'll get on a phone call. Spend about 10, 15 minutes discussing what you'd like to see, colors, your elements, any logos, any manufacturer brands, anything you'd want to see on your shirt. Then we'll take that information. We'll come back in about 3 to 4 days with a mock-up. Then you take that design and then you say, "Hey, we like it," or, "We'd like to see some changes." We make those changes. And then once you're happy with the design, we then post it on our website and we host it for you. We'll host it on our site. That way you can go and order the shirts or the apparel as you need when you need.
Yeah, that's a nice feature. So you don't really need to order you know, some places you have to order bulk, you know, 10, 20 shirts to get a deal or for them to keep your stuff on file. So what you do basically, if I understand this correctly, you'll have like a specific store for your client, and they can purchase their shirts whenever they need more, and they can purchase any amount. Is that kind of what you're saying?
That's correct. So when I first started looking to purchase some shirts for myself, everybody wanted me to purchase 12 or 24, and I didn't need 12 or I didn't need 24 shirts. That kind of fed into the concept of what about the person who just needs two or three or four or five? So the beauty of our program is that you can order as little as one shirt. It doesn't require you to order 12 or 24 to submit an order. And so we can process as few as one.
Yes, you were at a couple of the pool shows recently in Florida and here in Long Beach. How was the feedback from the pool pros walking by your booth?
It was more than we could have ever expected. Orlando was great. Processed several orders after the fact. And then coming out of Long Beach, we signed up close to, I think, 18 people that were interested in it. And we've just been busy ever since, making calls, setting up the appointments. The response has been overwhelming.
Yeah, and I can vouch for these jerseys. They're super comfortable. Now, when you buy shirts from, you know, another company, it's kind of hit and miss as far as the comfort. I've bought for different vendors, and sometimes the material is good, sometimes it's not. I would say that your shirts are probably the most comfortable shirts that I've ever worn, and they're breathable. They're perfect for California weather, of course. We're pretty hot in the summer, and they're not so cold that you can't even wear them in the colder months here in California. So they have kind of like the mixture of both. They keep you cool in the summer, and they're not sheer enough, I would say, or the material's not so thin that you're cold out there in the other months.
Yeah, so it's a moisture wicking material, so perfect in the summertime to keep the moisture off of you. And in the summer, we also have different variations. So we have the short sleeve, long sleeve. We also do a performance hoodie, so it's like the long sleeve with a hood on it to protect from the sun, as well as we do fleece hoodies, so for the wintertime. We also do tank tops for ladies, V-neck. We do leggings. So we do a lot of different things, both for guys and gals.
Like I mentioned, the comfort of the shirts is pretty amazing. So the feedback from people that ordered them, how has that been?
It's been great. The only one thing we've heard is that they fit true to size. So we have a sizing chart on our site, and we definitely highly recommend and suggest several times to go take a look at that site, because these are custom apparel. These things are made just for you. So check out that site and make sure that the sizing is proper.
Yeah, and I would say a medium, I order the medium, and they're perfect fit for a medium build person. And I think you're right. You have to be careful, because sometimes when you order shirts somewhere, they're always size a little bit bigger than what you need. And I've fallen into that trap before. So these are actually sized perfectly for the pool pro. What do you suggest, you know, real quick, if someone's designing this? You mentioned like the patterns you put on there. And I think that's something that's important, because there's no one out there that has not splashed chlorine on their shirt and ruined it. So I would kind of like the pattern idea. And if you want to expand on that just a little bit, the patterning I think is great, because if you get anything on the shirt, you really can't see it from afar, and you're not going to go through a lot of shirts and have to replace them.
Yeah, basically a scatter pattern, what I call a scatter pattern. You'll see like camo, things of that nature. They help reduce any type of, if you do get a splashback or you get any type of staining, it does help minimize that. It doesn't become the focal point of the shirt.
Yeah, and rather than just talking about it, give your website again so that the people listening can actually go there and look at all the sample shirts. Because you have a great site, by the way, and there's a lot of different shirts you've made already that are jerseys you've made already that are up there for the viewer the listener to kind of go look at.
Yeah, the website is www.revveduparel. That's R-E-V as in Victor, D as in Dave, upapparel.com.
And I'll definitely have the link there. When the pool pro purchases these jerseys, they're also supporting someone in the industry. And I think it's always great when a pool pro has a product, you know, like the Cyclone filter cleaner, Primate pool tools. These are pool guys that, you know, had a great idea. And I think it's always great to support people in the industry. You're not supporting a big giant corporation, which is not a bad thing, by the way, but it's always good for the little guy, the pool pro who has an idea, to have the support of his peers. And I think that's one thing that separates you from these big vendors that sell uniforms and jerseys, they're not really in the industry, and they're not feeding their family from pool service like you are. Yeah, so I think, you know, as a plug to a pool pro with an idea, I definitely think it's a great product. So I recommend them, and I definitely support you, Don, in your venture here with the Revved Up Apparel. And I hope every pool guy and gal is out there wearing your jerseys.
Well, Dave, I appreciate it, man. Thanks for the time today.
Yeah, thank you. And the website for you again is revvedupapparel.com, revvedupapparel.com, revvedupapparel.com. You can see all of the different jerseys that Don has available. And you can see some of the ones that were ordered by different pool service companies as well. And that might help you to design one of your jerseys. You can just look at one that's there already and kind of work off of that design as well. I think these are a great way to brand your business again and a great way to look professional out there, as well as staying comfortable while you work. Looking for other podcasts I record, you can find those on my website, swimmingforlearning.com. On the banner, just click the podcast icon. That'll take you to a drop-down menu of close to 1,400 podcasts that I have there. And if you're interested in the coaching program that I offer, you can learn more at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great week, and God bless. Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.